Hello all, I am here to invite you to become subscribers to The Melt via Patreon. For as little as $3 a month, you can get access to bonus episodes, early access to regular episodes, and access to monthly Zoom meetups, amongst an assortment of merch. It's super easy to do. Just click the link below and you will be directed to Patreon, and there is where the magic happens. I put a lot of time, energy, and love into this podcast and would love to make it a full-time endeavor. With a minimal of help from you, that is much more likely to happen. In the meantime, have a listen to a few clips from the latest bonus episode that members have access to.
My only issue, and this is the same, this is just with capital punishment, is if you know, are there some people who were railroaded? There's got to be a certain percentage, at least in the past, that were, you know, were wrongly convicted. And right. my issue is like, well, knowing how corrupt our government and how, especially right now with the militarization of the agencies that we're seeing, you know, could that be used for a political purpose? You know,
sure.
Can someone plant something on, you know, I guess plant, you know, child pornography on someone's computer,
exactly.
you know, cause they want to get rid of them, you know?
Sure.
So that's my only worries. That's my only issue, you know?
I can remember growing up in that kind of neighborhood where the dads still would rally around the situation. And that was in the 70s. And it's, in my opinion, and from what I've read, there's been a purposeful debasing of not only American culture, but worldwide culture. And some of this stuff, under the guise of giving individuals freedom to express their sexuality, which is fine. I don't care what anyone does behind closed doors, but don't make me have to tell you how proud I am of this. In other words, following that whole natural law concept that Passio talks about most recently in that Crow show, if I had a chance to hear it. Just don't step over to my space and I won't step over to yours. But the second you then violate someone's autonomy, their safety, their space, and injure them in either emotional or physical way, then it's a whole new ballgame. And that's where, unfortunately, you only have a few options, and violence is one of them. Where I'm going, it's a shall issue state. So I intend to, shortly after I settle there, get a concealed carry permit so that I have no crisis of confidence. If I have to face someone who is demonstrating to me that they are now acting out their psychopathic or sociopathic tendencies, either towards me, my family, or someone who is there who I feel obligation to protect. Mm-hmm. And if more people had that, we could go against the demoralization of our culture that is in full swing right now, that Yuri Bezmenov warned us about back in the 80s when he defected from the KGB. And he said, we're going to destroy your culture and you guys aren't going to know what hit you.
Yeah.
I'm paraphrasing, obviously, but this was an intentional takedown so that we all are our own little atomized islands. Mm-hmm. We all are powerless and we all only have the police who may, you know, when seconds count, the police are minutes away, right? Right? That's the phrase?
Yeah.
All we're going to do is tell you who did this to you, not they're not going to stop what's going to be done to you. Mm-hmm. It's up to you to stop it. And the only way to do that is by having personal power. And one of the ways is by a healthy respect for being armed in some way that makes sense from a societal point of view. I'm not saying everyone should walk around.
Right.
But, you know, there should be a reasonable understanding that everyone has to be able to protect themselves and be accountable for their actions.